Good morning, Frida.
Morning, how are you?
I'm not bad at all. You're the company manager with Smashing Times Theatre Company, Frida. Tell me a little bit about the theatre company, and then we'll talk about the memory project and so forth.
Okay, Grant. The company is a professional theatre company. It was started in 1991, actually, by a number of actors that met at the Focus Theatre, and the initial objective was to bring drama to communities that didn't normally have access to seeing plays. So initially they went out in the bus to places like Ballymun and Talla when they didn't have theatres and presented performances. Then the people from those communities said, we want to get involved in this. So the company started hiring facilitators and working with people in local communities to animate stories that they wanted to present in a theatrical format. So that has gone on from there for us to work both in the area of presenting professional plays and performances around issues that are relevant to local communities, as well as animating, running workshops, animating local communities to present performances and to workshop issues that are of concern to them.
Okay, well, the press release, part of the press release here says that support for Smashing Times from Reconciliation Fund, Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and then it says the Memory Project promotes cross-border reconciliation through theatre. So tell us a little bit about the Memory Project.
The Memory Project started in 2012. And what we did, we have a long history of working on a cross-border, cross-community basis, using drama and theatre to promote reconciliation on the island. The Memory Project involves running workshops, drama workshops, which explore people's memories and people's experiences of living through the conflict in Ireland. So we run workshops with communities to explore and give communities opportunities to talk about their experiences. You know, it's common after a conflict that people during a conflict and following a conflict, there are heavy silences that are present in communities. People will have told me, nobody ever told me I couldn't speak about it, but I just knew inherently not to talk about things. So in order to move communities towards reconciliation, it's important that people's experiences are validated and recognized on all sides. And that's what the Memory Project does. We run workshops that promote storytelling, as well as promoting equality, anti-racism and anti-sectarianism. And we do it through a theatre format.
Okay, and there are two plays involved in this, Thou Shalt Not Kill and Uprising. Is that right, Frida?
Yes, it is. Thou Shalt Not Kill is an installation of living theatre. And what it is we've recorded a number of stories and experiences of people who have lived through the conflict and found a way to fictionalize their stories so that not one person's story is identified, but it's a accumulation of experiences. And we have, at the moment, we have three stories. One of them is from a man who left violent conflict and chose a path of peace, and it's about his journey. And the second one is about a couple involved in a cross-community marriage and their experience of pressure from their both communities in continuing on a relationship under that pressure. The most recent one we've developed is looking at the Greenfinches, which is the female division of the UDR. And that's a story that we just recently uncovered that is not well known. So we're looking at probably finding stories that aren't well known in the Irish history, and finding a way to animate them and bring them to communities to promote discussion.
Right. I'm wondering, Frida, does the company work with professional people in respect of working with people who have had, shall we say, rather traumatic experiences in this regard?
Yes, we would. When we go into communities, we'll definitely we wouldn't just kind of barrel in. We will link in with their local, the local coordinator. We give people very clear understanding of what it is we want to do. People will express what they want to express. You know, there's no, they're not forced to express anything. And they're really open to talk about what it is they want to talk about during that period. I have received training from Towards Understanding and Healing around the whole issue of storytelling in a post-conflict society, and we definitely link in with community organisations, their education workers, their community liaison people, their own professionals within their community.
Okay, I'm just looking down here at some of the patrons, the company patrons, yes. And one of them is the wife of our president, Sabina Higgins.
Yes.
And she is a professional actress in her own right, isn't that correct?
She is indeed, and she trained at the Focus Theatre with some of the founding members of the company.
Right, okay. Also, Brian Frail, the playwright, and Tim Pat Coogan, yes. Author and historian, they're all yes. Well-known people and professionals in their own fields.
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Adult drama for educators, Frieda. Tell us a little bit about this.
What that's about is we have developed a week-long training program, which is accumulation of our experience over the years running drama in communities across Ireland. And so we have a panel of very professional drama facilitator trainers. And what we want to do is find a way to pass that training on to community members, to teachers, to anybody who wants to incorporate some kind of creative methods within their own practice. So community workers, youth workers, adult educators of any description who want to try and find ways to include some creative processes within their own practice.
Okay, and I see the court. Go on, go ahead.
It runs in October. And anybody who's interested to find out more information on it can contact me at Frieda, that's F-R-E-D-A, at smashingtimes.ie.
Okay. Frieda, just tell me where the theatre is based in Dublin.
Oh, we're based on Coleraine Street.
Coleraine Street.
We're based just beside the King's Inn on Coleraine Street. We're based in the inner city. Now, we don't have a performance space at the moment.
I was just about to ask you that, Frieda, because it's not a theatre I'd be very familiar with. I don't know whether a lot of other people in Dublin would be either. I may be wrong about that, but I was just about to ask you about a theatre space because I was wondering, do you put on mainstream productions for audience?
We would. We usually hire a space then when we do that. We've recently performed in The Project. I think it was last year, we did a tour of all the border counties in Northern Ireland. We were up in the Lyric last May. We definitely present professional performances, but we don't have our own theatre space at the moment.
You're looking for one though?
Oh, yeah, we'd love to have a space. Yeah, but space is at a premium in Dublin.
Yes, it is, of course. And and going to get worse by all accounts, I believe, according to latest reports. Is your theatre group funded by government or any government bodies?
We receive funding from a little bit from the Arts Council and not that much. Some from Dublin City Council, ESB Electric Aid, and Department of Foreign Affairs, as you can see from the press release.
Yeah.
We also currently have received funding from two streams of European funding, and we're currently running a Drama for Change project with five European partners, and we just got notification that we got funding from Europe for Citizens, and we'll be researching with four European partners to look at women, war and peace. And that's looking at the Second World War and people's experience, women's experiences in particular. And we're working with a group in Poland, in Germany and in Spain. So we'll be looking at the Second World, women's experiences from the Second World War, from a Polish and German experience, as well as a Spanish experience, particularly linked in with the Civil War in Spain, and then Ireland's experience of living through that period of history.
Okay, it kind of strikes me as if your theatre group is very, very thematic, so to speak, in that regard with what you do. Would I be correct in saying that,
Not, I mean, we have two main areas. One of them is looking at the area of conflict on the island of Ireland. We will always take, or we will work towards taking the woman's perspective on things, as well as we have another stream which looks at the area of mental health and suicide prevention. So they're the two main areas, but frequently we respond to what are current issues relevant in Irish society. For example, we have a project called Acting for the Future, which looks at the area of mental health. But recently we have expanded that into looking at the area of how physical health impacts on mental health. And that's a whole Move for Life thing to... we're looking at the whole obesity epidemic and just healthy lifestyles and healthy choices and how that impacts on mental health. So although we will have a certain streams that we look at, they're often influenced by other areas, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it certainly does, I'm very impressed to know that people from different areas of society can get involved with you through the educators' courses and that sort of thing.
We would be always trying to pass on the legacy of our experience. You know, we have a wealth of experience, as I said, from 1991, working using drama with local communities, and we just want to try and find ways to pass that on to other, people who are active in community development in a variety of forms.
Yeah, great stuff. Listen, I really do hope you find space, the creative space you're seeking in Dublin for a theatre, so that you can put the productions on here.
That would be great. We would, we want to try and create a centre for human rights and the arts. Yeah. So we're desperately trying to find a space, but sure, it'll come.
It will eventually, of course. If you keep looking, Frieda, it will eventually turn up. Yeah, listen, good luck with all your endeavours. I think it's a brilliant, it's a really brilliant initiative that you're involved with. And hopefully I can talk to you again at some time down the road about a little bit more in depth about what you do.
Yeah, and about upcoming productions. That'd
absolutely
be great. Thanks
a million. Thanks a lot, Frieda. Thanks
Take
for taking
care.
The call this morning.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's Frieda Manweiler there, company manager with Smashing Times Theatre Company. They're involved in an awful lot of great stuff going on all across the country.